Greetings, fellow seekers of the supernatural. I am Mystic Meg, your guide to the world of paranormal phenomena. For years, I have delved into the mysteries of the unknown, seeking out the most elusive and enigmatic stories to bring to your attention. From sightings of ghosts and other apparitions to encounters with aliens and otherworldly beings, I have made it my mission to uncover the truth behind the most bizarre and unexplained events in our world. Through my work, I have amassed a wealth of knowledge and experience, which I now use to bring you the latest news and updates from the world of the paranormal. Whether you are a seasoned believer in the supernatural or simply curious about the unknown, I invite you to join me on this journey of discovery. Together, we will explore the most fascinating and compelling stories of the paranormal, shedding light on the mysterious and unexplained phenomena that surround us. So sit back and prepare to be amazed as we delve into the world of the paranormal, guided by yours truly, Mystic Meg. Today's story takes us to long ago, in the vast expanse of the Pacific Ocean, a cluster of islands known as Polynesia cradled a rich tapestry of cultures. Among the many threads that wove together the unique identity of these islands were the intricate taboos that governed daily life. These taboos, or kapu, were deeply rooted in the spiritual beliefs of the Polynesian people, serving as a guide to maintain harmony between the physical and supernatural realms. The Polynesians held a profound connection with nature, deifying the elements and celestial bodies. To disrupt this delicate balance was to risk the wrath of the gods. The kapu, therefore, became a set of rules that regulated everything from social conduct to fishing practices. Violating a taboo could result in severe consequences, ranging from societal ostracization to divine retribution. One such taboo revolved around the sacredness of certain places. Certain locations were considered tapu, or forbidden, as they were believed to be inhabited by powerful spirits. Venturing into these areas without proper authorization was believed to provoke the gods, inviting misfortune upon the trespasser. As the centuries passed, the Polynesians sailed across the vast Pacific, settling on different islands and adapting their customs to new environments. The kapu, though modified to fit the needs of each community, retained its essence, acting as a cultural compass for generations. However, as the influence of Western colonial powers grew, the traditional Polynesian way of life began to erode. Missionaries arrived with their own set of beliefs, challenging the ancient kapu and introducing new religious doctrines. The once strict taboos gradually loosened, giving way to a more syncretic culture that blended indigenous practices with foreign ideologies. Yet, even in the face of cultural evolution, the spirits of Polynesia remained vigilant. In the remote corners of the islands, where ancient traditions persisted, tales of supernatural occurrences persisted. It was said that the gods, angered by the disregard for their sacred taboos, continued to manifest in mysterious ways. One chilling story spoke of a small village where an elder decided to defy the kapu by building his dwelling in a once tapu area. Ignoring the warnings of his fellow villagers, he dismissed the ancient beliefs as superstitions. As the construction progressed, strange phenomena plagued the village. Unexplained noises echoed through the night, and shadows danced in the moonlight. Soon, the elder fell mysteriously ill, with no apparent cause. Desperate, the villagers sought the guidance of a traditional healer, who traced the affliction back to the violation of the tapu. In the last attempt to appease the angered spirits, the villagers dismantled the forbidden structure and performed ancient rituals to seek forgiveness. Yet, as they completed the rites, a bone-chilling wind swept through the village, extinguishing their torches. In the darkness, whispers of ancient chants filled the air, sending shivers down their spines. The spirits, it seemed, would not be appeased so easily. From that night forward, the village became a cautionary tale, a reminder that the taboos of Polynesia were not merely relics of the past but living threads connecting the present to the spiritual realm. The ghosts of the violated kapu continued to haunt the islands, ensuring that the ancient traditions and beliefs would never be forgotten, even as the winds of change swept across the Pacific. That's all the time we have for today's journey into the unknown. I hope that today's stories have sparked your curiosity and inspired you to continue exploring the mysteries of the paranormal. Remember, the world is full of wonders, both seen and unseen, and it is up to each of us to uncover their secrets. As always, I encourage you to share your own experiences and stories with me, as together, we can work to unravel the mysteries of the universe. Until next time, this is Mystic Meg signing off, wishing you all a spooky and spectacular day.